This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
On this Christmas week, I thought it would be appropriate to reflect on the coming of the Messiah. The Old Testament contains hundreds of prophecies that give specific detail about the Anointed One who is the Messiah. The prophets proclaimed that he would come to save the people. The Bible is unique in many ways, especially when it comes to fulfilled prophecy. At the time when it was written, 27% of the Bible was prophetic. Large portions of these prophecies have been fulfilled, and that is a powerful argument for the inspiration of the Bible. What is the probability that these messianic prophecies could be fulfilled in the life of one person by chance? Well, Peter Stoner, in his book Science Speaks, calculated the probability of just 8 messianic prophecies being fulfilled by chance. These included the prophecy in Micah 5:2 that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. Another was Malachi 3:1 that predicted that a messenger would prepare the way for the Messiah. 4 of the prophecies were from Zechariah. They predicted that the Messiah would be betrayed by a friend for 30 pieces of silver, and it would be used to buy a potter's field. Another prophecy said the Messiah would die by being pierced or crucified. Multiplying all these probabilities together, Peter Stoner came up with a number of 10 to the 17th power. In other words, the chance that just 8 prophecies could be fulfilled by chance is 1 in 100 quadrillion. In order to illustrate this, he says, imagine that we could fill the state of Texas with silver dollars 2 feet deep. Put a red mark on one and then ask a blindfolded person to travel anywhere in the state. The chance that he would pick up the marked silver dollar on the first try would be 1 in 100 quadrillion. The conclusion is simple. Jesus is indeed the Messiah predicted by the prophets. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Antisemitism, go to viewpoints.info/antisemitism. Viewpoints.info/antisemitism.